For we have come into the body one more time, Abba Yahweh. As we hear the warning of your shofar. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Before the deacon come, truly my soul is blessed to see all the people of Yah here. No matter what the adversary tried to bring against his people, he wanted his people here. And I barak Yahweh for his people here. And him making us one. He's a good almighty Yahweh. And there's none like him. My brothers and sisters, turn to Jeremiah 9 and 23. Before the deacon come, I would like to read a verse. Jeremiah 9:23-24. It says, thus says Yahweh, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let him that boast in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am Yahweh, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and Tzedekah in the old Lamb. For in these things I delight, says Abba Yahweh. Now we'll turn it over to the hand of a precious deacon. As he come forth and speak to us tonight of the Ruah of understanding. Let us greet him, my brothers and my sisters, with a hearty hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, you are, Abba. How many of you want understanding? Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Don't you desire understanding? Yes. Hallelujah. Don't you know Yahweh, if you have a pure heart, and you won't understand, don't you know he will grant that unto you? He will not withhold his understanding from you, saints. Hallelujah. But you see, there's an understanding, hallelujah, that we must have to be now of our Yahweh. And that is basically, it's talking about the judgment, the understanding, and be able to discern. Hallelujah. You see, men have knowledge. Hallelujah. Don't they? They don't know how to build buildings. I mean, you look at some of the skyscrapers, hallelujah, that men put together with just knowledge, with just understanding. Yeah. See, there's a knowledge that Yah gives unto a man, hallelujah. Yeah. And that is just basically intelligence, the ability to comprehend, the ability to understand. That comes from Yahweh. Yeah. But not every man possesses the benign of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Not every man is able to judge. Yes. Not every man understand the deep and secret things of Abba Yahweh. Yes. Hallelujah. We should have that characteristics. Yes. Hallelujah. Of understanding. Yes. Hallelujah. This powerful Ruah of Yahweh. Yes. That we are able to understand. And we're able to judge. Yes. And able to comprehend. Hallelujah. Yes. So do Yah. Yes. Hallelujah. I want to begin with an example of the Binah of Yahweh, understanding and discernment. See, we cry out, hallelujah, for understanding. Well, we want understanding here. But do you truly want judgment? Do you truly want to discern? Do you truly want the true Ruah, hallelujah, of understanding? Because what that would do, it will first reprove the world of iniquity and your leg. That's what it would do. Hallelujah. Don't we find ourselves resisting, rebuke, and reproof? Hallelujah. Don't you know that's the Ruah of understanding? hallelujah, working itself in you, trying to prove you, to purify you. Hallelujah. I bless Yahweh for all things. Hallelujah. If we will begin in deeper in Deuteronomy chapter 4, I want to give you just a few scriptures. Hallelujah. Just so you can grasp what scripture is talking about, the Benah of Yahweh. Having understand, but not only understanding, discernment, judgment. Hallelujah. See, a wise man understands both time and judgment. And when he said he understands, when that scripture is quoted, he's not saying that he's not just the intelligence, hallelujah, but having also discernment and understanding. Hallelujah. Scripture said, be not unwise. But you know, you can have wisdom and still be unwise. Hallelujah. Because you have to have understanding and how to process wisdom. Hallelujah. You must have understanding. You must have discernment. You must have the be now. Hallelujah.
Todiah. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5. Hallelujah. Behold, I have taught you the statutes and judgments, even as Yahweh my Abba commanded me, that you should do so in the land whether you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for it is your wisdom and your understanding. It shall be now. It shall be how you discern things, how you go about interpreting and doing the will of Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. In the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is wise and an understanding, a discerning people. Hallelujah. We must be a discerning people in this hour. We must be able to discern between light and darkness. What is of our Abba and what is not of Yahweh. Because without that be now, saints, Satan can transform himself into an angel of light. Hallelujah. He's good at mimicking, at being a lookalike. So you must have the Benah of Yahweh. Hallelujah. To understand and to be able to discern. Hallelujah. When Satan is working his works and his cunning devices, saints. Let's go to 1 Chronicles, verse 12, 31. Chapter 12, verse 31. Hallelujah. Scripture says that light has come into the old lamp. See, understanding. When Yahshua came, he brought an understanding. Hallelujah. He brought discernment. The Benah of Yahweh when he came. Hallelujah. But see, we as men have rejected that light and understanding. Haven't we rejected that, saints? Hallelujah. I know I have. See, we think because we have abundance of wisdom and because we know so much that we have a gateway to Yahweh. But that's not so, saints. They're men that know more than you know. They have a greater understanding of how things work and wisdom than you have. And we proclaim ourselves to be the sons of Yahweh. Hallelujah. But they do not have the Benah. Only Yahweh gives that. Hallelujah. To Israel. The ability to understand and to discern. Hallelujah. Verse 31. And it says, and of the half tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, which were expressed by name to come and make David king. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times. Understanding? They had wisdom, had discernment of the times. Hallelujah. We should have that wisdom and the discernment of the times, saints. Not just understanding where we are, but being able to judge each event that leads unto this mighty coming of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. To know that Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandments. Yeah.
Let's go to the same chapter, Chronicles. Let's go to chapter 22, verse 10. And what I'm doing is giving you examples in Scripture where it's actually talking about discernment. Hallelujah. Judgment. Hallelujah. Then we will progress to the other side of this word that is used in Scripture so much. Hallelujah. Taboon. And that is just basically the intelligence. You understand, when I spoke before, I talked about, I brought into what I was saying about the building of this great tabernacle of Yahweh. See, throughout Scripture, Yahweh has been building. He's been cutting. He's been making parts fit in this great tabernacle. Hallelujah. And as I was studying this, I found more verses in this building of the tabernacle. Because Yahweh has given in the building of this certain tabernacle I'm going to talk about. He had men with wisdom and understanding, architects, those that was wise in the cutting of stones and the carving of wood and putting things in place. Don't you know Yahweh's doing that in this hour, saints? He's going to have a perfect indwelling place. Hallelujah. For we're all the tabernacles of Yahweh. And he's not going to dwell in anything with a leaky roof. Hallelujah. A cracked window. Hallelujah. The doors won't shut right. The parts missing off the gates. It's not going to be that way. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's not leaving this, hallelujah, in the hands of men. He's going to do it his own self. Himself. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 10. And Scripture says that he shall build an house for my name. And he shall be my son, and I will be his father. And I will establish the throne of his kingdom for Israel forever. Now, my son, Yahweh will be with you and prosper you and build the house of Yahweh, your Abba, as he has said of you. Only Yahweh give you wisdom. Hallelujah. And what? Understanding. Hallelujah. The Benal. Not only has he given you an understanding of, or he will not instruct you also how to build this house, but he will give you the Benal, wisdom, discernment. See, there was men chosen. Any man just couldn't walk into this building. Hallelujah. They had to be discerners. They had to see if this one had the right root up. Hallelujah. Have to have the right Ru'ah, say. We must have the right Ru'ah when we enter into the house, into the tabernacle of Yahweh. He won't accept anything else. He's not going to accept 99.99%. That's mighty close, but it's not close enough. That's far from what Yahweh expects. He expects 100%. Hallelujah. On the mark. Hallelujah. Let's go to 2 Chronicles. Chapter 2, verse 11. As we are talking about the Benah. Isn't that something? If you turn that around, it will be Nabi. The prophet. And if you would look that word up, it would be the letter would just be a little different. But it would be the same pronunciation. Nabi. Isn't that something? That Yahweh is going to send. The prophets are going to come. And they have been here. And they will be endowed with the Benah of Yahweh. They will have the discernment. Hallelujah. And Yahweh has placed men in the midst of his tabernacle with discernment. Hallelujah. That is able to instruct. And not only can they instruct, they pronounce. And what I mean by that, they're able to discern and put you in the place where you should be. Hallelujah. In this great house of Yahweh. Like I read before, not all the prophets, not all the teachers, not all have the gifts of healings, hallelujah, but the one that Yahweh had placed, hallelujah, in his house, but the Benah can instruct and appoint those, hallelujah. Yahweh has given him the authority to do so, and we should not in any ways try to step out of our place, hallelujah, we should remain in our place, hallelujah. See, there's not a great one here. The great one is Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. And not only that, he's the least among us. Hallelujah. So stay in your place, saints. Be instructed. Be taught. Hallelujah. Bless you, Yahweh. 2 Chronicles, chapter 2, verse 11. And it says, then Huram, the king of Tyre, answered in writing, which he sent to Solomon, because Yahweh has loved his people. He has made you king over them. Verse 12. And Huram said moreover, blessed be Yahweh, the sovereign ruler of Israel, that made the Shemayans and the earth, who has given to David the king a wise son, endowed with prudence and understanding, discernment, the benign of Yahweh. Hallelujah. With prudence and understanding, that might build an house for Yahweh, Abba, and an house for his kingdom. Hallelujah. Important that we have the benign saints. Hallelujah. Not just because we think we know a lot, that we have wisdom and we have understanding. Because where understanding is, there's light. Understanding is the opposite of confusion. And we know Yahweh is not the author of confusion, saints. Hallelujah. No, he's not. You find yourself confused and can't find your way. Hallelujah. You need to cry out for the benign of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need it, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need it, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Bless you, Yahweh. Let's go to Shema, chapter 31, verse 1. Now I can proceed and talk about the Tabun, which also comes from Yah. The ability to comprehend, intelligence. Hallelujah. That all comes from Yahweh, saints. We've taken that and we have corrupted that. Hallelujah. We have taken the precious resources that Yahweh has given man to be stewards over and corrupted them. Look at these nuclear weapons. Hallelujah. Nuclear power, I mean, it could be an asset, but it creates so much waste and so much toxins, so much toxicity. Hallelujah. Look what man has done with that. Hallelujah. If you look at the history of man, it's always been an intent to destroy, to find ways of making weapons. Hallelujah. It should not be. Hallelujah. The only weapon we should have, saints, is the word of Yahweh. Hallelujah. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll cut through rock. Hallelujah. It'll cut through steel. It'll cut through diamond. Whatever you think is hard, it'll cut through your heart and heart. Hallelujah. That's all we need, is the word of Yahweh. Hallelujah. And let me read. And this is the building of the tabernacle, a tabernacle in scripture of Yahweh, unto Yahweh. And Bezael and Aholab are appointed, and they are qualified for the work of this tabernacle. Let's start in verse 1. And Yahweh spake to Moshe, saying, seeing that I have called, I have appointed by name. Hallelujah. Then Yahweh call us by name, saints. Yes. Hasn't he appointed us? Yes. Hasn't he called us out of a wicked and perverse generation? Haven't we been chosen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He called by name Baziel, the son of Ura, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Yehuda. It says in verse 3, and I have filled him with the Ruah. But not only the Ruah, not only with the spirits, but it said with the Ruah of Yahweh. Hallelujah. And when you have the Ruah of Yahweh, you have everything. You don't lack anything. You have the benah. You have the understanding. You have the wisdom, the discernment. You have the heart of Yahweh, the lev. Hallelujah. You have the same purpose that he has. You want to obtain the same thing that he has a purpose you to obtain. Hallelujah. And I have filled him with the Ruah of Yahweh, in wisdom and in understanding, in knowledge in the manner of workmanship. See, he had bestowed upon him not only the understanding, but intelligence. Hallelujah. And how to build, and what to build, and what to call. Hallelujah. Yahweh's men are not dumb saints. They're not dumb. They're not slack. You may think you're getting away, but you got to realize you're the dumb one. Because they're filled with the Ruah. Hallelujah. You're not going to get away with anything. You think you may get by with a season, just for a season's sake, but you won't get by. And Yahweh's eye is always, it's all seen. Hallelujah. Not this thing on a dollar bill, the all-seeing eye. That eye doesn't see. Hallelujah. Yahweh's eye sees. He discerns. Not only that eye see, but that eye also, it hears. Hallelujah. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. So do y'all. With wisdom and in understanding and the knowledge and in the manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass. Yes, yes. Hasn't Yahshua worked cunningly?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Haven't we not been clay in his hands?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Like when I spoke earlier, I don't think it's any coincidence that he was born into the house whereby his avad was a carpenter, a master builder. Hallelujah. Yahweh knows what he's doing, saints. It may hurt. You may feel like he's cutting off too much, but he's not. He's perfecting you. He's making us so we can fit in this great tabernacle, saints. Hallelujah. So it's important that we have the benah of Yahweh, that we walk with the wisdom and the understanding. Hallelujah. With the light, which is Yahshua. Yahshua is that light. He came to light our way, hallelujah, that we can walk this walk with him without stumbling.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Without losing our way, veering to the left or to the right, saints.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Verse 4. Read that again. To devise cunning works, work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in cunning, the cutting of stones to set them. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Haven't we had stony hearts, saints?
Yeah.
Hearts being as stone.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But thank Yahweh through the word of Yahshua HaMashiach that he's been able to break these stones. Hallelujah. Cut these stones. Mold these stones. Hallelujah. And not only did that, but he set us in the places that we should be, saints. And carving of timbers to work in all manners of workmanship. Hallelujah. He's given the men that he's placed over this tabernacle the skill, the wisdom, and the knowledge, saints, to deal with this house of Israel. Verse 6. And I behold, and I have given with him Ha'olab, the son of Eshemach, of the tribe of Dan. And in the hearts of all that were wise-hearted, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Verse 7. And the tabernacle of the congregation, and the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is thereupon, and all the furniture of the tabernacle.
Yes, yes.
And the table, and his furniture, and the pure candlestick with all his furniture. And notice it says the pure candlestick, saints. Hallelujah. And the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offerings, with the altar of burnt offerings, with all his furniture, and the laver and his foot. Verse 10. And the clothes of the service. See, all these things were made by men that was chosen, men that had the ability, men that had the knowledge. And the clothes of the service, and the Kodesh garments of Aaron, the Kohen, and the garments of his sons to minister in the Kohen's office, and the anointing oil, and sweet incense for the Kodesh place, according to all that I have commanded you, say they do. Let's go to Shema chapter 35, verse 24. Hallelujah. Yahweh knows what he's doing in this hour, saints. Don't reject the chastening of Yahweh. Don't reject the scourging, the scorning from Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. I know I need it, saints. Hallelujah. He's guided me in this life, hallelujah, by instructions. Hallelujah. And when you hear instructions, if you're a wise man, you will become wiser.
Hallelujah.
You won't reject it. Hallelujah. That will show you have the possession of the banal of Yahweh. Understanding, knowledge, and wisdom. Hallelujah. That which he don't appoint to every man, saints, only to Israel. 35 verse 24. Everyone that did offer an offering of silver and of brass brought Yahweh's offering, and every man who was found shifting wood for any work of the service brought it. So here they was bringing materials to build this great tabernacle. Hallelujah. And a while back, I preached about bringing a willing offering unto Yahweh. We must bring offerings willingly, saints. You shouldn't be forced. No one's trying to bend your arm. No one's trying to break your back to bring anything. If you don't want to bring it willingly, don't bring it at all. Yahweh doesn't need it. Yahweh doesn't want it. But he wants you to have a willing lip, that you willingly bring the offering. Hallelujah. And he's given us specific things to bring. He tells us what to bring. Hallelujah. He tells us what to offer up. Offer up the offering of praise. Hallelujah. Of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. He said, enter into his courts with thanksgiving, saints. Hallelujah. He tells us what to bring into the house. He tells us what to offer unto him, saints. It's all right here in the book. Hallelujah. Verse 25. And all the women, hallelujah, that were wise-hearted, did spend with their hands. There's not too many wise-hearted women today, saints. Hallelujah. Like I mentioned earlier, you sisters have your part in this building. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But not you rebellious ones. Not you hard-hearted ones. Hallelujah. Not none of you was a Jezebel Ru'ah. He will not accept anything of your hands. Because all you be able to weave is wickedness and dissimulation. Hallelujah. That's all you would be doing. Hallelujah. And that's not acceptable for Yahweh. It says here, and all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple and of scarlet and of fine linen. And all the women whose heart stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hair. And the rulers brought oxy stones and stones to be set for the apod and for the breastplate. And spice and oil for the light and for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense. And the children of Israel brought a willing offering unto Yahweh. Hallelujah. It seems like saints they had banal. It seemed like they understood the purpose of the building of this tabernacle. They weren't sluggish in bringing their offerings. They weren't late. Hallelujah. They didn't do anything half-hearted. No, they did not. Why? Because they had banal. They had understanding of what was taking place. They were able to discern the time. Hallelujah. They were able to discern and be quick of this process. Hallelujah. There's a time limit, saints. Yahweh's not going to continue, hallelujah, to deal with this hard-hearted people. Hallelujah. Yahshua HaMashiach is coming. There's a set time, saints. Hallelujah. So we should bring all these offerings willing. Hallelujah. Judge your left. Check your heart. See if you be wise-hearted tonight, saints. See if you're endowed with the banal of Yahweh. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Bless you, Abba. And the children of Israel brought a willing offering unto Yahweh. Every man and woman whose heart was made willing to bring for all manner of work, which Yahweh had commanded to be made by the hands of Moshe. Hallelujah. Verse 30. And Moshe said to the children of Israel, see, Yahweh has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, and the son of Hur, of the tribe of Yehuda. And we have also been called saints. Hallelujah. We've also been called saints. So bring an offering of free will unto Abba Yahweh. Bless you, Abba. Verse 31. And he has filled him with the ruach of Yahweh in wisdom and in understanding and intelligence. Hallelujah. His mind was not clouded. I don't believe his mind was filled with folly and all sorts of things. I believe his mind was set forth to do what Yahweh has called him to do and his responsibility at that time. Saints. Hallelujah. We must stop so much folly, all the folly. Hallelujah. The children of Israel shouldn't have folly. And that's not saying that we shouldn't be joyful, have the joy of Yah. I'm not saying that there's not going to be laughter. Hallelujah. But there shouldn't be any folly. See, what folly does is clog the mind. It clouds the mind. You're not cognizant of what is about to transpire or happen. Hallelujah. Were not the children of Israel one time eating and drinking? Was not the world eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until that time? And they were not ready for what was taking place, saints? Hallelujah. They did not have the banal of Yah. Hallelujah. And you'll find yourself in the same shoes without the banal of Yah. You will find foolishness in the midst, in the camp. Hallelujah. You will find folly, like Pastor, he reproved us about the folly and the loud talking saints. Hallelujah. Bless you, Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. Verse 31, read that. And he has filled him with the ruach of Yah in wisdom and understanding and in the knowledge of all manner of workmanship to devise curious works. And that's all kind of angles. And it was instructed to whereby you will look at it in awe. How? How did they do that? How would this perform? I mean, I've seen architectural work that you can't even comprehend of how it's held together. No bolts. Hallelujah. Just notches. Wedges. And yet the structure's held together. Hallelujah. And not Yahweh's structure held together, saints. Hallelujah. He's a master builder. Hallelujah. Satan can't tear this down. He can do all he wants. He can't tear this down. He doesn't have the firepower. Hallelujah. He has no control of the wind. That's in Yahweh's hands. The wind can't blow this tabernacle down. Oh, the waters can't flood it, saints. Hallelujah. Why? Because Yahweh's building his house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's using men. Yes, he is. Which he has endowed with the ruah of understanding. Hallelujah. With the benah. Hallelujah. Todiyah. And to devise curious works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in the cutting of stones to set them, and in the carving of wood to make any manner of cunning work. Hallelujah. Verse 34. And he has put in his heart that he may teach both Aholah, the son of Ashimelech of the tribe of Dan. Then has he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manners of work of the engraver and of the cunning workman and of the embroiderer in blue. And we you sisters know what that is. When you're sewing, you have certain patterns, if I'm not mistaken, that you put just to bring the elegance of the fabric out. Hallelujah. Seaming and embroidering. Hallelujah. and fine linen, and of weaver, even them that do any work, and of those that devise cunning works. Hallelujah. Let's go to Exodus, Shema, verse 36. Hallelujah. I pray this be an inspiration to your soul tonight, saints. Hallelujah. That it's important that we have the benah of Yahweh. Not just intelligence, or you think you're so smart, or you know so much, but being able to discern. Hallelujah. Being able to judge. Exodus 36 and 1. Then Roth, Bezalel, and Aholah, and every wise-hearted man, in whom Yahweh put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manner of works for the service of the Kadosh place, according to all that Yahweh had commanded. And Moshe called Bezalel and Aholah, and every wise-hearted man whose heart Yahweh had put wisdom, and everyone's heart that was stirred up, stirred him up to come and work, to come to the work to do it. Chapter 36, verse 3. And they received of Moshe all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the Kodesh place, to make it withal. I mean, everything. They brought everything to make this great tabernacle, saints. And they brought yet to him free offerings every morning. Hallelujah. There should be a free offering, I love, every morning, saints. Hallelujah. Because just like Yahweh visited Adam in the morning, he visited you, saints. Hallelujah. There should be a free will offering. Hallelujah. Lifting of the hands. Todah unto the Abba. Hallelujah. He deserves it. Of all of them, of all the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they received of Moshe all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the Kodesh place, to make it withal. And they brought yet to him free offerings every morning. And all the wise men that wrought all the work of the Kodesh place came every man from his work which he had made. And they spoke to Moshe, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which Yahweh had commanded to make. Hallelujah. Are we doing that, saints? Are we bringing more than enough to the bayit of Yahweh? Hallelujah. I don't discern that we're bringing enough, saints. There's a lack in the house of Israel. Hallelujah. And why is there a lack? Because we don't have the benah of Yahweh. Hallelujah. We don't have the understanding and the wisdom. Hallelujah. We lack that, saints. I lack that. Hallelujah. Well, what should we do, Deacon Horn? All you have to do is cry out. Knock, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Hallelujah. Yahweh will give. He won't withhold that gift from you, that ruah, that spirit from you, saints. Hallelujah. But we have to be sincere. Hallelujah. Because like I said, the Ruah, when you get that Ruah, it will reprove the world of sin. It's wrong for us to reprove others for works that we do. You don't have the banal of Yahweh. Hallelujah. You don't have the understanding, the foresight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Abba. Hallelujah. Your word is sent to judge us, Yahweh. Hallelujah. I won't resist, Abba. Hallelujah. You know, if Yah's word doesn't cut you, saints, if it don't course your heart, you're none of his. Hallelujah. You're none of his. He's only talking to his house. Hallelujah. And he's going to correct his house. He's going to do it cunningly. He's going to have those that's going to, the car, that's going to cut. Hallelujah. That you may be made to fit. Hallelujah. Shouldn't we fit? Shouldn't we fit and join tightly together? Hallelujah. I mean, if this building was built without the mortar, something to fill in the cracks between each joint, it wouldn't hold up. It wouldn't stand. Hallelujah. So it had to be cunning workers to lay the mortar, to cut the half blocks to make sure they was right, to lay the corners. Hallelujah. So this building will hold the weight. Well, what weight? The weight that is set on it. Don't you know that there's coming a time where you're going to be pressed, saints, where you're going to be tried, where Satan's going to try to put the weight on us. Hallelujah. And we must be able to bear it. Don't you know the trusses in this building were cunningly built? You just couldn't throw these up any kind of way. They wouldn't support the weight. Hallelujah. And Yahweh's not going to throw his house up any kind of way. There's not going to be any kinks in the seams and in the joints, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't get weary when Yahweh reproves you. It's only to make you, saints. Hallelujah.
Make me young. Hallelujah. Mold me and make me young what you have me to be. Hallelujah. Bless you, Abba. Let's keep on reading verse 6. And Moshe gave commandment that they cause to be and to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the Kodesh place. So the people were restrained from bringing.
Hallelujah. They brought so much. There was so much material. All this linen and these oxy stones and these things to build this great house. I mean, they brought so much that there was too much, more than what was needed. And it had to be restrained, saints. We haven't got to that point yet. Hallelujah. It's just the truth, saints. Hallelujah. You have not been restrained. Hallelujah. Deacon Ben, every time he gets up, he talks about the praise. Hallelujah. That Yah is due, saints. Hallelujah. He hadn't told any of you to stop. Hallelujah. He encourages us and telling us that we should be praising. Don't you know that we're worshipers? Don't you know that's the place that Yahweh is cutting us to fit into worship? Don't you know that's what was lost? That's what is missing in the Shemayim. Hallelujah. Is the praise. Hallelujah. So we should be worshipers of Yah. Hallelujah. Worshippers. Hallelujah.
Verse 7. For the stuff they had was sufficient, and all the work to make it, and
too much. So they had everything they needed to build this great tabernacle, saints. There was nothing lacking. Hallelujah. Everything that Yah had commanded, hallelujah, was there. Hallelujah. And then because the saints had banal, because they understood what was taking process, their heart were delighted. Hallelujah. Yes. There was a press to bring this free will offering and they lived. They had the discernment understood what was taking place, saints, to the point where they brought more than enough. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. If you bring your offering, saints, I don't believe in this time y'all will restrain us. Hallelujah. Because when Yahshua comes, ain't he looking for an abundance?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's not just looking for a certain amount, a certain quota. He's looking for an overabundance, saints. Hallelujah. Of the fruit of that seed which was planted in Israel, saints. Hallelujah. We should be fruit-bearing trees. Hallelujah. I should be able to go over to Brother Josh and take a bite. Hallelujah. I should be able to take a bite of Brother Allen. Hallelujah. When I'm feeling weak, I can go and take a bite of Brother Dolphins. Hallelujah. It should be the same with the sisters. You should be able to instruct one another, to strengthen one another, encourage one another, saints. Hallelujah. Aren't we our brother's keeper?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Don't we watch over each other? Are we knitted close as a family? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I bless you, Yahweh. Let's go to Deuteronomy, saints. Verse 32 and 23.
Hallelujah.
And it says, Deuteronomy, Debrim, chapter 32, verse 23. He said, I will heap mischief upon them. I will spend my arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat, and with bitter destruction. And I will also send the teeth of the beast upon them with the poison of serpents of the dust.
Why? See, in this that we're about to read, we're going to see Yahweh in his anger send down judgment. Hallelujah. Why? Because the people of Yah do not have the banal to understand. Hallelujah. Yahweh's given us the word, the Torah, the scriptures right here. Right here. We haven't lacked in anything. We got it all right here, saints. Hallelujah. And he's given us the root eye. And he's given us understanding. He's given us those that will teach us with knowledge and with understanding. Hallelujah. It says in verse 25, the sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin and the suckling, my mother, also with the man of gray hairs. That doesn't leave out anyone, does it? Hallelujah. Verse 26. I said I will scatter them into the corners, and I will make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. He said, were it not that I had feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversary should have behaved themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and Yahweh has not done all this.
Yes.
See, we know that the wicked is the sword of Yahweh. We know when Israel or the tribes disobeyed Yahweh, he sent the wicked into the camp to destroy the camp. Hallelujah. But see, Yahweh, he's showing some of mercy here. Hallelujah. Because one thing, he don't want his name to be blasphemed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, and he continuously, he's dealing with a house that does not have the banana. And right here, when I read about understanding, it's also talking about the mental capacity. See, we've been a people, our minds have been clouded, like I've said, with junk, clutter. Hallelujah. I mean, so cluttered there wasn't any room for the word. Hallelujah. Our hearts filled with wickedness. Hallelujah. That there wasn't any space for Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. But Yahweh, by his mercy and by his tug, and also something else, because he has spoken. Hallelujah. He has spoken it, saints. And he is going to have a people out of the tribe of Israel. He's going to have Israel, saints. Hallelujah. Because he has spoken it. He cannot go back on his word. He's going to have those that's going to worship him in spirit and in truth, saints. Verse 27. I'll read that again. Were it not for I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest the adversaries should have behaved themselves strangely, at least they should say, our hand is high. Our hand has done this. And Yahweh has not done all these things. Verse 28. For they are a nation void of counsel. Hallelujah. There neither is there any understanding in them. Hallelujah. Yahweh said that we are a stubborn and a stupid, a dumb people. Hallelujah. That's what Scripture said. Hallelujah. Neither were there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise and that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. Let's know Yahweh has considered the latter end of his people. Hallelujah. But while we haven't considered our latter end, hallelujah, to be the true worshipers of Yahweh, hallelujah, that we're going to be transformed from these mortal bodies to immortality. We're going to be put out of this flesh, man. Hallelujah. Where we're going, saints, there's going to be no more death, no more pain, no more sorrow. Hallelujah. The treasures that you store up in the Shemayims, neither moth or rust can corrupt that, saints. Hallelujah. That is our latter end. Hallelujah. Come on, saints. Do we not consider that? Do we not meditate and think upon that? The wonderful riches and blessings in the Ruach that Yahweh has in store for us? Because we don't consider our latter end. Because we don't have the banal of Yah, saints. That's why we lack so much. That's why the press is not in the house of Israel like it should be. Hallelujah. Help me, Abba. Help me, Yahweh. I need you, Yahweh. I need this, Abba. More than anything, Yahweh. More than any man. I need this, Yahweh. And I bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they will consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except the rock has sold them and Yahweh has shut them up? For the rock is not our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. Hallelujah. Their foundation is not our foundation. So. Hallelujah. Todiah. Let's go to Proverbs, saints. Hallelujah. The foundations of Yah are sure. Hallelujah. We shouldn't be engrounded in any other foundation. For Yahshua HaMashiach has proved himself, saints. So we should be rooted and grounded in that, saints. Not in what this world hopes for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Abba. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1. I'm going to begin. See, in Proverbs, it's full of instruction and instruction of wisdom and understanding of wisdom. Hallelujah. See, you can have wisdom of a certain aspect in that you've gone that way many times. Hallelujah. But do you have understanding? Do you understand why that thing happened? What was the purpose? Hallelujah. And the degree of that thing. Hallelujah. It's like if I can relate that to a motor in a vehicle, because I'm a mechanic. You can have all the book knowledge of an engine that you want. And I'm pretty sure you saints have encountered this where you study for a certain thing. And you know, when the tests actually come, you answer a question, hallelujah, and then there's a reassurance that question is right. There's an opening there. There's a light. And you ever been to a question that you answer and there was doubt there? And you weren't sure? Hallelujah. Because maybe you studied a little bit different than what the questions were referring to. Hallelujah. But when you have understanding, true understanding, no matter which way it comes, from the back or from the front, you'll be prepared for that question. Hallelujah. And let me get back to what I was saying about a motor. You can have all the book knowledge of an engine. And then having a little wisdom about an engine. But until you go into that thing, until you actually experience each part, and understanding the joints and how that thing works, the combustion. I mean, most of us in here probably don't really understand how a motor works. All we know is we put gas in there, you keep oil in there, keep the air filter clean, and that's it. But there's a lot of moving parts in the engine. Hallelujah. But until you really get into that thing and really hold the rings that are around the piston, the ring seals the sleeve and the motor that no air gets by when it goes to its combustion. Then the fuel is added. Hallelujah. Then there's compression. And then you know what the spark plug is for? It ignites. And that process in the motor happens thousands of times over in revolutions. Hallelujah. Don't you know that we're fitted tight, saints? Hallelujah. The house of Yahweh should be tight fitted that the enemy cannot squeeze through the seals of Yahweh. But what is the seals of Yahweh? His word. His Torah. Hallelujah. His Benah. Hallelujah. The enemy can't get by that. He can't pass from it. So Yah should get the full effect from this great tabernacle that he is building, saints. It's really important, saints. But until you get and grasp something, actually experience it, you will never have the banal saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why we need the root of understanding, saints. Hallelujah. Todiah. Where was that, saints? I keep losing my place here. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Bless you, Yahweh. He says in verse 1, "My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom." See, we're having problems inclining our ear, saints. "To wisdom. And apply your left to understanding." Important. "Yea, if you cry after knowledge, and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver, and search for her as hidden treasures. Hallelujah. That's where we fall short, dear saints. We don't search diligently like we should. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What happened to the prayer in the house of Yah, saints? Hallelujah. The prayer is not a true prayer like it should be. And I can say that, saints, because I've experienced that. Hallelujah. It seems that there must be a press in this hour, saints. I mean, you're just not going to just drop on your knees and say a few words or mumble something and, you know, you stay there for 15, 20 minutes and it's over. And then, no, that's not prayer, saints. Prayer is a close connection with the Abba. Prayer is through Yahshua HaMashiach, the gate to Yahweh, saints. Hallelujah. What happened to our prayer life? Hallelujah. Are you earnestly seeking today? Hallelujah. That's the only way that you're going to obtain this wisdom, this understanding, this banal. Hallelujah. And the intelligence of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Man has intelligence, but it doesn't touch Yahweh's intelligence, saints. Yahweh's just given, I can't even say a sprinkle. Isn't that man don't even have that much compared to Yah? Hallelujah. Verse 3. If you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek after her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasure, it says, then shall you understand the fear of Yahweh. Only then will you be able to comprehend. Only then will it drop into your left and there will be a light open, saints. Only then will you understand the fear of Yahweh and find the knowledge of Yahweh. For Yahweh gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge. And not only knowledge, but with that knowledge there comes an understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is the buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keeps the path of judgment and preserves the way of the saints. And again, then shall you understand righteousness and judgment and equity. Yea, every good path, every tough path, saints. And these are paths, understanding, knowledge, wisdom. These are paths, saints, and we must follow. We must walk in. Because if you're not, you'll be brutish. You'll be foolish. And a fool says in his life, his left, no to Yah. There is no Yah. Hallelujah. There is no mighty one. I've got my gods and my idols. I got me and myself, and that's all I need. That's what a fool says, saints. A fool despises instruction. A fool despises the banal of Yahweh, the understanding of Yah. Let's go to verse 10 as we continue to read. When wisdom enters into your left, and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion shall preserve you. And it says understanding shall keep you, saints. To deliver you from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaks forward things. And the man that speaks forward things is a man without understanding. Who leaves the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. Who rejoice to do evil and delight in the forwardness of the wicked. It says, let's skip down to verse 19 in Proverbs. No, let's go to chapter 3, verse 19 in Proverbs. As I continue reading, saints. Hallelujah. Wicked man, forwardness, does not have the banal of Yah. Chapter 3, verse 19. It says that Yahweh, by wisdom, hath founded the old land. Hallelujah. But it says this, by understanding has he established the Shemayim. See, that's if I could say, a power thing. Understand. To have wisdom. I mean, look what Yah did with the Shemayim and the Olam. And yet he said he would give these gifts, these things, unto us saints, that we can use them. Hallelujah. Where is the gift in the sanctuary of Yah? Where are the gifts, saints? Hallelujah. Why have we not obtained them? We have not obtained them because we have not sought after them as we should, saints. If we had the true banal, the understanding, and judgment, saints, We will seek for those things. Because those things is needed in this great building of the tabernacle of Yah. It is needed in the house. Just as the preachers are needed and the teachers are needed. The Nabi is needed, saints. Those things are needed also. We must have it all. Because all this perfects us, saints. Hallelujah. Yahweh is perfect. Hallelujah. All His ways are perfect. All His ways are filled with understanding, with wisdom. Hallelujah. He says, by His knowledge, the depths are broken up. My. And the clouds drop down the dew. Hallelujah. Just by His knowledge, saints, of Yah. Hallelujah. And Yahshua, I'm going to read this. You may not have this. Chapter 2, verse 11. Hallelujah. It says, and Canaan grew up, and he was 40 years old. And it says, and he became wise, and he had knowledge and the skill in all wisdom. And that some had the knowledge and the skill in all wisdom. And he reigned over all the sons of men. And he led the sons of men to wisdom and to knowledge. For Canaan was a very wise man and had understanding and all wisdom. He was able to discern. He was able to see. Hallelujah. And with his wisdom, he ruled over spirits and demons. Yeah. Don't you know if you have that, saints, that you have the power to rule? Don't you know you can rule the enemy? Yeah. Hallelujah. And his entourage, if I must say, that we have the power. Yeah. If you have the understanding of Yah. If you full the wisdom of Yah, the Banah, hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. If you have that, you're able to resist the enemy. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's a power, being able to resist. Yeah. Scripture say if you resist Satan, the enemy, he said he will flee from you. Yeah. Hallelujah. That is a power that we must have, saints. The ability to resist. Hallelujah. Yeah. Turn me to Isaiah, saints, as I come to a close. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahshua. Chapter 11, verse 1. Hallelujah. And I had some of this in the message I had just talked about, saints. Some of these scriptures, these same scriptures came up as I studied. It said, And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the scripture says, and the Ruach of Yahweh shall rest upon him. And it says, the Ruach of wisdom, hallelujah, and understanding. The Ruach of counsel and might. The Ruach of knowledge and of the fear of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Verse 3. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of Yahweh. See, if you have all these things, saints, hallelujah, it will make you of quick understanding. Hallelujah. Quick of mind. Being able to catch things. You'll be able to perceive and see things afar off, saints. Hallelujah. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither shall reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. Yes. And it says, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the ruah of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Hallelujah. Go with me to chapter 40, verse 13. Hallelujah. I'm going to read 13 through 14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ever found yourself questioning Yahweh, saints? I know how I have. Questioning the trials that may come your way. Hallelujah. Because we didn't have the banal at that time. We didn't understand. Hallelujah. Haven't we found ourselves doing that, saints? Hallelujah. Trials, persecutions come. Hallelujah. And we do as David do. We see the prosperity of the wicked and almost fall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have the banal of Yah, saints. Hallelujah. You'll be able to resist it. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40, verse 13. It says, who has directed the Ruah of Yahweh? Who does that? Which one of you in here does that? Do you counsel Yah? Hallelujah. He don't need us to counsel him, saints. He knows what he's doing. Hallelujah. Things come your way, it's for your perfection. Don't ever forget that. Hallelujah. Things come your way, it's to see will you hold fast to these truths of Yahweh. Hallelujah. See if you will stand, saints. Hallelujah. Or bring his counselor, or being his counselor has taught him. We haven't done that, saints. Hallelujah. He counsels himself. Hallelujah. Anything that y'all do is right, saints. Hallelujah. With whom took he counsel? And who instructed him and taught him the path of judgment? And taught him knowledge and shown him the way of understanding? Who's done that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He doesn't need us to do that, saints. Hallelujah. But yet, saints, he give us knowledge. He give us understanding, but now. Hallelujah. He instructs us. He leads us. Hallelujah. Why are you saying that, Dickie Horn? Well, I mean, it seems like we would know that. Don't we know that? Hallelujah. Then why would they be questioning when trials come? The trying of your faith. Don't you know that's more precious than gold? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what, let's just ask y'all to help us to endure. Give us the strength to overcome. He's already said he will not put more on you, saints, than you can bear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's given us banal, saints, through his Ruah, the Ruah of understanding. Hallelujah. I bless you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. 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 I bless you, Abba. Hallelujah. Let me, hallelujah, bless Yahweh. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14 through verse 18. Hallelujah. I bless you, Abba. Hallelujah. I pray this has been an inspiration to you, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless you, Abba. It says, wherefore he saith, awake you that sleep, and arise from the dead, and Yahshua the Messiah shall give you light. He shall give us understanding, saints. He will show us the way to walk. There's not much understanding in blackness. If you walk out there and there's no lights, hallelujah, you don't have understanding. You don't have any guide where you're walking. You can walk into anything, step on anything. Hallelujah, you begin to look behind your back, make sure nothing creeping up on you. Hallelujah, a little fear come in. You don't know where to run or where to go. Hallelujah. But Yahweh, we was there, saints. Hallelujah, my life was like that. Hallelujah. I know we say, some of us say that we've been saved ever since we were 2 and 3 years old. Hallelujah. But see, Yahweh, hallelujah, has known us from the beginning, saints. Hallelujah. He has imported you. He has called you. Hallelujah. But before my life really came into the understanding when I was 17 years old. Hallelujah. I committed my whole heart to Yahweh. Hallelujah. My life, my strength, all that's within me. Hallelujah. That's when I finally came to understanding of how wicked I really was. Hallelujah. And the position of darkness I was in. Hallelujah. Without the guidance of Yah. Hallelujah. Even though I was brought up in this way, saints. Hallelujah. There had to have been a transformation. If I could say, there had to have been a close relationship. Hallelujah. Between me and my Abba, saints. Hallelujah. And I was in darkness, gross darkness. Didn't know which way to go. In my mind. Hallelujah. But I thank Yahweh for Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Because he is the light, saints, that has come into this world, into this life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't reject them, saints. You young ones, don't reject Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. The world has rejected him. Hallelujah. He came. And because men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Hallelujah. Wicked. Hallelujah. Corrupt. Hallelujah. He said that he had brought light, saints. He said, Yahshua HaMashiach shall give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly. Knowing that this light has come, this understanding, this banal has come, that now we walk in that understanding. Hallelujah. In that circumcision, not as unwise fool, but be as wise. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Do we understand that we're in the last days? That the days are evil, saints? Hallelujah. Wherefore, the scripture says, be not unwise. Hallelujah. But it says to be understanding that the will, or what the will of Yahweh is, saints. Do we understand what the will of Yah is? Hallelujah. Do we understand His will? Hallelujah. Do we understand His benign? Do we seek after it, saints? Do we long for it? The judgment. Hallelujah. Verse 18. And it says, be not drunk with wine. Don't let the cares of this life draw you from Yah. And we stagger. Hallelujah. And we shouldn't stagger at the promises of Yah. Hallelujah. Wherein is excess. But it says, be filled with the Ruah. Hallelujah. Being filled with the Ruah, yeah, saints, is being filled with the knowledge, with the wisdom, with the understanding of Yahweh. Hallelujah. And I pray the saints that this has been an inspiration to your lives tonight, saints. Hallelujah. That we seek and we learn, yearn and search after the banah, the understanding of Yah. Hallelujah. That we cry out for wisdom in the camp. That we cry out for the understanding, for judgment. Hallelujah, saints. Hallelujah. For that's what keeps us in the way and the light of Yahshua HaMashiach. And y'all will barak you all. Hallelujah. So yeah. Yes, you are. Bro.
Barak you Abba Yahweh. Let us not be like the five foolish, but like the five wise. And we continue to get this oil of the seven Ruashim this week. Let us fill our lights, that it may stay trembling and burning, my brothers and my sisters. Brother Pat, will you bring your group forth? Bless you, Abba Yahweh, for a precious word that we gave to your people tonight. Let us stand to our feet. Let us bow our head. Thank you, Abba Yahweh, for that precious word that came forth, Abba Yahweh. Abba Yahweh, we go tonight, Abba Yahweh. Let it stay within our lives, Abba Yahweh. Give your beloved tonight a sweet rest, Abba Yahweh. And if it be by your will that you put the precious blood upon us, that we're awakened to see another day. Let us arise a rejoicing upon our land. Of the blessed truth of your seven rule Hashem that we have heard of all this week, Abba Yahweh. Abba Yahweh, thank you for the fellowship, Abba Yahweh, of drawing us together one family, Abba Yahweh. The condition and the remnant of Abba Yahweh. And as I end this prayer in your precious Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I do pray. Hallelujah, Yahweh.